Previously on Algoa FM.
Now, really excited in studio, I have creative executive at Algoa FM, Annelou LaRue. And I am absolutely loving, firstly, that you are a woman taking up space and taking charge in this position. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, thanks, Rosh. I'm excited about that as well. And I think at Algoa FM, we're doing something right because we have a lot of awesome women here, yes. You included.
I'll take it. Who runs the world?
Girls.
So, Annelou, why are competitions so important and why do they work so well for businesses? That is our discussion this morning. But first, let's explain your role, because a lot of people are like, what is a creative executive?
Right. I think you should, I get that a lot if people ask me what is a creative executive. And it's basically in the first word, really, the creative part. Mm. I come up with creative solutions that fit programming, fit our sales team, and then also work really well for the client as well. So that ranges from conceptualizing creative campaigns for clients, endorsement campaigns, sponsored features that will fit your company's goal. And competitions is a really massive part, key part of it.
Exactly.
Actually. And at Algoa FM, we always say, and you know this, Rosh, fun is a serious business.
We love that line.
And with competitions, that's so true. While we try and we strive for giving our clients, you know, a really good creative solution to fit their brand and fit a promotion that they might be running, we still want to make it fun.
Exactly.
We still want to make it fun for our listeners as well. And when you as a presenter are having fun with a business's brand, then
it's a win-win.
Exactly. The listener's having fun as well. And winning is really fun. I mean, getting a freebie is
what life is about right now.
Right.
Really.
And if you're winning something while having fun,
then it is a perfect combination.
Exactly.
Let's chat about the role that you have. How has, you know, the advancement of technology and social media kind of changed that role?
Well, yeah, it has. I think technology and social media has changed the radio landscape and industry so much. And I think the industry as a whole has really taken to it and grabbed a hold of it and like ran with it really, really well, so beautifully. So in my role particularly, it's actually a really big positive to have technology and social media on our side. It kind of goes hand in hand with a campaign. So it gives you that multi-platform experience. If you're running a campaign on air, we'd have something on social media. We'd maybe do something on the ground. We'd have an online platform with a competition page, you know, that kind of gives you all the information on your brand.
Yes.
It clicks through to your website. So that's actually a key part of campaigns now. We can't go without social media.
You can't.
I mean, it's something that's so integrally part of our lives that if you don't integrate that into your campaign, into a creative solution, have a video on there, you know, you can be really creative with social media, which I think really adds that spark of creativeness as well if you're running a campaign on there. And that also gives a client or a business's, you know, their profile's a really big boost. As well. Because we can kind of interchange that connection and that engagement between platforms. So it's a really powerful tool.
Definitely. And I think also when it comes to Algoa FM, there's a sort of a credibility to it as well. You know,
exactly.
So that's a perfect combination for your business and social media and campaigns. Now let's talk about competitions impacting local business. How do you feel about that?
I've seen it time and time again. Every time I work on a new campaign, it kind of blows you away a little about how effective this can be. Because the thing with competitions is it creates high impact branding for a short period of time. Your name, your business's name is being mentioned a lot.
Like you know how it goes. I mean,
right.
We have many examples that we'll get into now, but your name will be like all the time.
Right. It's front and center for, let's say, a whole week. It's a short period of time that your brand is front and center. It's very high frequency branding, and it creates that top of mind awareness in a listener's mind, in the audience's mind, where if you hear a name on air, let's say I haven't heard of this brand before, and they're doing this amazing thing on air. Yeah. We're playing a game. You're giving away something. I'm immediately going to go to Google.
And I want to go social media as well. So I want to go to and check them out.
I want to go see your Instagram page. I want to look for your website. I want to go to Algo FM's website to see what is it that I can do. And it really creates that kind of sizzle. You have that high impact branding with generic ads, and they do put the message of your brand out there. But with competitions, it adds that layer of fun, of sizzle, of that kind of lasting impact. If we do a campaign really well and we make it fun and we really kind of tailor make it to a brand,
yes,
even after the competition's done, there will be that longevity, that kind of
it will be memorable.
It'll be memorable. So every time we might play a game on air where we are, I don't know.
Like our warm-up park competition when we had those little sound bits and people had to figure out who it was or what movie it was.
Exactly. Mm. If I won something like that and I knew, it's my favorite song, I know this song, I'm going to enter. If I won something, even if I was just playing along in my car, I could go to work the next day. It'll be like water cooler conversation.
Yes.
Right? It's that longevity that a competition creates, that high frequency branding that just puts you front and center. And it also gives listeners the opportunity to personally interact with your brand, which is something that, just a normal post, let's say, for instance, or a generic ad doesn't necessarily have that ability to do. There's personal interaction. There's a opportunity for me to kind of talk with the brand, be part of the brand, presenters talking about the brand. So it's a really, really powerful tool to get the name out there.
Get the message across.
Get the message across. If you're running a promotion, if you just want to be known, so it's definitely very powerful in terms of what we can do on air.
On air, especially when it comes to competitions. Mm. Now, what is the coolest competition that you've worked on? Because, of course, you've had many amazing competitions.
There's been a lot, and I'm sure if you listen to Algo FM frequently, you'll know
we
love giving away things.
yes, we love it.
And our clients do too. And there's been many, many a competition that just kind of exceeds expectations. Mm. Like you mentioned, the Warmer Park competition we did recently for their 36th birthday. It was so fun. And I think we ran it for 2 weeks.
That was probably the longest competition I've ever had on air.
And it really was something that I think Warmer Park was really happy with afterwards. When we saw the engagement, people, kind of really engaging with the content that we put on air, with the games that we were playing. Other competitions could also be, we did a back to school competition for Econo Foods this year.
Ooh,
where we had
that,
like a lunchbox filled and packed to the brim with Econo Foods promotional items for back to school. Mm. And we had like an odd one out item in the lunchbox, like a ping pong ball or
something,
a sewing set or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that also did extremely well. The breakfast team had so much fun with it, and I think our listeners did as well. And so, I can go on.
We have a lot.
Yes, we have a lot of competitions. We notably also have the Gold Rush competition running this week on breakfast as well. And we've been doing a competition for them since May this year. And it's actually striking to see when we look back how the competition has grown. If we look at from May to
now,
July, there was over a 400% increase in engagement.
That's insane.
Which is crazy. Mm. And it's just trusting the process, trusting, the advice that Algo FM can give you in terms of, what we can do. Trusting that process, the consistency. So, really great competitions.
Right. Yeah. And then just lastly, just to end off, any cool ideas or an idea for summer that you have in mind?
I think we shouldn't underestimate the idea of being silly.
Ooh. Okay.
Something simple. Silliness is something that I think we don't think of enough. And just having fun. Summer is a time for having fun, for
feeling
being
good
outdoors, feeling good, as you mentioned. And so, setting up a volleyball game, for instance, just for no reason, giving away, having some fun games with giveaways, giving away hot dogs outside of your store. I mean, that is something just memorable. It's something very simple, very easy, but you don't really see everyone doing
those types
of things. And it's doing something that, your audience will remember. What about, it's really hot in summer. Take your team out, dress up in a fun theme, hand out ice creams. It's that kind of just easy, simple thing of just doing something that's kind of out of the ordinary, that'll stick with people and make them remember you, and that they'll be talking about
for
a long time.
Well, Annelou, Creative Executive of Algoa FM, thank you so much for joining me this morning and just explaining a little bit more about business, social media, technology, and of course, competitions. And you need to keep your eye on our website, algoafm.co.za, on competitions to find out more.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.